I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. El Paso County Commissioners are holding another public meeting on plans to expand I-25 from Monument to Castle Rock. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
A series of informal listening sessions on the I-25 gap project indicates strong opposition among residents to CDOT's proposal of toll lanes to expand the highway. That's according to the Gazette. El Paso County Commissioner and Board President Daryl Glenn says the commissioners are unanimous in opposing the idea. He says he doesn't think El Paso County has received its fair share in funding for infrastructure projects and that it's important to put pressure on the state.
Doesn't matter what grants we're applying for, I don't believe any of them are contingent upon us having to toll this lane. It's strictly a decision that's at the state level.
CDOT has previously called toll lanes the best option. The department says because of limited funding, they would provide some relief that would cover the cost of long-term maintenance. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
The meeting takes place at Centennial Hall in downtown Colorado Springs tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. St. Mary Corwin Medical Center in Pueblo announced yesterday a restructuring plan set to go into effect in May, reducing staff by nearly 40% and paring down several departments. The chief executive officer says the hospital is endeavoring to retain its commitment to quality care while seeking better sustainability. The hospital plans to focus on its cancer care and orthopedic services and rework its primary care services. The employees who will lose their jobs will be given severance packages and job placement assistance. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Mike Purcell.